Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. We will be having a farewell party for our head waiter, Raphael Davidson. He is retiring at the end of this month. Raphael has been with us here at Barney's Cafe for 25 years and will be sorely missed. Although we're saddened to see Raphael go, we wish him the best of luck in his future endeavours. We will close early at 4 p.m. this Sunday and the party will be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Food and drinks will be provided free of charge. There is no need to bring separate gifts, but we ask that each person contribute $5 to a farewell gift for Raphael. Please let Stacy know by this Friday whether or not you'll be attending the party.
Number 1. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 2. What are the listeners told to do on Sunday? Number 3. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 1 and 2 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Tomorrow we're moving to our new offices at 134 Priory Road. Of course, I don't expect you to be involved in the loading and unloading of furniture and equipment from the trucks. That's not in your job description. However, I would like you to pack up the contents of your drawers and all of your files into boxes.
Number 1. What is the talk mostly about? Number 2. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"That's not in your job description"?
Questions 3 and 4 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like everyone to do some work in the community each month. This month we're providing support for runners in the City Fun Run. I want to generate publicity for the company, so I'd like you to wear a company T-shirt while you're out there. Give Ms. James in administration your size and she'll order one for you in time for the event.
Number 3. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 4. According to the speaker, what will employees be provided? Questions 5 and 6 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Generally speaking, merchandise arrangement applies only to large supermarkets. In my opinion, a small store like ours will likely benefit from certain changes in the display of the products we have for sale. Our toy section, for example, should be moved nearer the corner for candy and chocolate for children. Why don't we arrange the mobile phone and pencil case straps in the doll section near the checkout counter? Customers looking for a doll might also grab a cute accessory on the way to the cash register.
Number 5. What can be inferred about the business? Number 6. Who most likely are the listeners?